Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, December 28th, 2017. Welcome to Day 343. Robert Mueller is investigating whether the Trump campaign and the RNC coordinated their voter outreach using Russian-acquired information. Yahoo News and Business Insider say Russian hackers stole voter information from election databases in several states in 2016. Mueller's prosecutors want to know if the Trump campaign used that information to target voters in key swing states and determine whether the joint RNC-Trump campaign data operation effort was related to the activities of Russian trolls and bots aimed at influencing the election. Jared Kushner was in charge of the campaign's digital operation and has recently searched for a crisis public relations firm to handle his press inquiries. Meanwhile, a jailed Russian said he can prove he hacked the Democratic National Committee computers on behalf of Russian intelligence. McClatchy, D.C. is reporting that Konstantin Kozlovsky claims he left behind a data signature in a hidden data file that corresponds to his Russian passport number and to the number of his visa to visit the Caribbean island of St. Martin. The Daily Beast says Robert Mueller may indict Paul Manafort and Rick Gates a second time. Washington legal experts believe Mueller is preparing to file a superseding indictment to formally charge both men with violating tax laws. Meanwhile, the Washington Post says Trump's legal team plans to call Michael Flynn a liar seeking to protect himself if he accuses the president or his senior aides of wrongdoing. Flynn is the most senior former Trump advisor known to have provided Mueller's team with information, and the lenient terms of his plea agreement suggest he has promised significant information to investigators. Next up, the Associated Press and BuzzFeed News say Trump golfed 2 days in a row after tweeting, quote, "It's back to work in order to make America great again," end quote. On the second day, a box truck was parked between cameras and the president in order to block the view of Trump golfing. Politico says Donald Trump falsely claimed that he has signed more legislation than any other president at this point in their term. While Trump did sign more bills in his first 100 days than any president since Truman, he has now signed the fewest number of bills into law of any first-year president dating back to Eisenhower. And the Wall Street Journal says 34% of senior Trump administration officials have resigned, been fired, or been reassigned this year. It's the highest first-year departure rate of any other administration in the last 40 years. The next highest first-year turnover rate was Ronald Reagan's, with 17% of senior aides leaving the administration in 1981. And now to the polls. Gallup says Obama and Hillary Clinton are the most admired man and woman in the United States. Trump was the second most admired man. Next up, The Hill says 26% of Americans think Trump's Twitter use is appropriate, with 59% disapproving and 15% unsure. Vox says 44% of Republicans think Trump successfully repealed the Affordable Care Act. Overall, 31% believe Trump repealed the Affordable Care Act, 49% say he hasn't, and 21% say they aren't sure. And finally, The Hill says 52% of Americans say the U.S. is less respected in the world than it was a year ago. 21% say they think the U.S. has become more respected in the world, and 26% think there was no change. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump has spent 110 days as president at one of his own properties. 2. New York City, San Francisco, and Philadelphia filed a federal lawsuit against the Department of Defense. 3. China is projected to overtake the U.S. economy by 2032. 4. The Virginia State Board of Elections postponed plans for a name drawing to decide the winner of a deadlocked House of Delegates race. 5. A U.S. appeals court rejected a legal challenge to Trump's voter fraud commission. And 6. Roy Moore filed a complaint alleging systematic voter fraud. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.